Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Sea is scheduled to dock in Skagway this summer. It's the largest cruise ship to land in the gateway to the Klondike by about 1,000 passengers.
Experience that's at the center of each ship, featuring shopping, restaurants, and pubs. But step outside and prepare to be truly amazed.
At over 1,000 feet long and 160 feet wide, the Mammoth cruise ship is on Skagway's roster this summer and next. With nearly 4,000 passengers on board, it'll be a modern-day stampede on May 23rd, the first day the ship arrives in port. The Explorer of the Sea boasts 15 decks, 10 pools, bars, shops, restaurants, even a rock climbing wall.
With a vacation on board our Voyager class of ships, you'll never be at a loss for a new onboard experience.
Blaine Merrow works at the Skagway Chamber of Commerce and is a 25-year resident. He says the larger ship will be a boon to Skagway's economy, but with it comes challenges.
I think it's a really good thing. If they spread it out pretty, you know, more evenly through the week, I think it will help every business to function better, and I think sales will be stronger that way. It's hard when you compound the problem by adding, you know, 10, 12,000 people a day. It's a little too congested.
Having thousands of visitors in town at once isn't new. Merrow says a few times a week during the summer, Skagway is flooded with 10,000 people, jostling for position at local shops, restaurants, and attractions. The Explorer of the Sea is scheduled for every Monday in Skagway from the end of May through September. On its first day in town, it will share the port with three other ships, bringing in a total of around 7,500 passengers, along with about 2,000 crew members.
You know, when you've got that many people within an eight-block radius where the shopping is all done and where people, you know, convene for eating and all that stuff, it's a lot of people in a small space.
But Merrow says Skagway business owners adjust as needed and continue each season to provide one-of-a-kind experience. For the most part, he says residents are thankful for the tourists because it's how the majority of them make their living. Up until now, the biggest ship was the Ruby Princess, which holds around 3,000 passengers. The municipality is currently in the process of deciding what to do with $7 million in state money that was allotted to the now-stalled Gateway project. A floating dock that could support even larger ships is on the wish list for that money. Tyler Rose works for the community's biggest tourist attraction, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. He says that while cruise lines book their own routes, communities try to recruit ships that they think will be beneficial. Rose says the trend is leaning more towards these larger vessels.
The cruise industry is a worldwide market, and these are our mobile assets, and so where they put them, you know, is important, and we try our best to attract those ships to our port here in Skagway.
Rose says White Pass has made improvements and upgrades at the port to house the larger ship.
We're extending a mooring dolphin off of the railroad dock to accommodate, as well as some bollard upgrades and a few other minor improvements to the railroad dock structure.
As for Skagway's capacity during the really busy days, Rose says the train ride up to White Pass offers a relief valve for congestion, as do the myriad of other excursions that take guests out of town.
As far as overall capacities, I mean, I think that, you know, everyone is looking towards growth. I don't know what the limit is. I mean, folks probably would have said 20 years ago that we were close to capacity. There's still opportunity for growth if we're able to work in concert as a community towards that.
The Explorer of the Sea makes its debut in Skagway on May 23rd. The first cruise ship, the Crystal Serenity, arrives on April 29th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.